Blog Talk Radio.
Hey kids, welcome to the show. High Performance Radio coming live via Zoom. Thanks for joining me.
Walk into the kitchen after a hard day's work.
Hold it.
Drink a finger's itch and open a mouth and murk. Spend all day sleeping.
That's pro. That was a totally pro execution. Yeah, so, wow, this morning I went to Taco Cabana and got some of their kick-ass breakfast tacos. I got steak and eggs. And I've been eating a lot of Taco Cabana lately. I don't know why. Well, I know why now. I don't know why I just suddenly started, because I didn't eat Taco Cabana for a very long time. And, well, okay, I'm lying. I know why I didn't eat Taco Cabana for a very long time, and there's a horribly disgusting horror story behind that I'll get into later. But, you know, one thing I've realized about Taco Cabana recently after eating it so often, in fact, I actually had it for lunch today, so that's double the Taco Cabana, and it was superb, of course. What I don't get, though, not about Taco Cabana, but about Taco Bell, in contrast, is how, if there's a Taco Bell within 5 miles of a Taco Cabana, how exactly does that Taco Bell exist? How does it survive? Because the food at Taco Bell, I mean, if we're talking about Mexican fast food, of which there's not a lot of real choices, you've got Taco Bell, Taco Cabana, those are the big boys, and then there's another one that exists in some places, but not everywhere, called Taco Bueno, which means taco good, in case you were wondering. But that one aside, it's not really widespread. You know, the big boys are Taco Bell and Taco Cabana. They're all over the map. But they're so drastically different in quality. Taco Bell is really, really crappy, whereas Taco Cabana is awesome. So, you know, why, if there's a Taco Bell within 5 miles, within driving distance of a Taco Cabana, which is far more superior, how can that Taco Bell survive? And I don't want to get into the logistics of business and marketing and food quality. I think it's pretty obvious Taco Bell's food quality is, you know, disgusting and horrible compared to Taco Cabana. If Taco Cabana didn't exist, Taco Bell would be the greatest thing on the planet. But then here comes Taco Cabana, and oh my God, why would you even bother, like, walking past a Taco Bell or looking in its direction? So it's not really Taco Bell's fault, I guess. I just don't understand, with the product they have, how they survive in the face of obviously better stuff so nearby. And I think it really comes down to the people. Like, I don't know, what kind of person are you? Where if you're presented with, I can drive 5 miles to a Taco Bell or 5 miles to a Taco Cabana, why the hell would you choose a Taco Bell? I don't want you to be my friend if you're the kind of person that would choose Taco Bell over Taco Cabana. The Taco Cabana stuff tastes better. It's got more variety. Taco Bell has 4 things that they mash up in different ways, which, you know, I'll give them some credit for creativity, I guess. But, it really got me wondering about the kind of people that would willingly choose the subpar product of a Taco Bell versus the infinite superiority of Taco Cabana, which tastes like, yeah, you can get it out a window, but by comparison to Taco Bell, it tastes like, you know, a restaurant, a Mexican food restaurant, where you would go and sit down and have chips and there'd be, you know, some really lively Tejano music playing. Whereas Taco Bell it's like walking into a filthy restroom and just saying, can I eat what's there on the top of the urinal? I mean, that looks kind of like chicken. I'll give that a shot. Even though I could go to Taco Cabana and get some brisket. Oh, my God. Now, I think I'll just go ahead and go to this Taco Bell and eat that pasty chunk of meat off the urinal. So long story short, I don't really think these people are helping our society at all. And maybe we need to round up the Taco Bellers and eliminate them. And this isn't a racial thing. You know, people who opt for Taco Bell versus Taco Cabana permeate every, you know, ethnic culture, genetic gene pool or whatever. So it's not that. It's something deep-rooted and problematic in the brain of a person who would willingly assault their taste buds, their very own being and core, with Taco Bell instead of Taco Cabana. Why would you do that? And if you would do that to yourself, what for the love of God would you do to me and my children? This is why I can't have Taco Bell people in my neighborhood or even on the same planet. I mean, I think we should invest millions and millions of tax dollars, yours, not mine, but millions of tax dollars anyway, into building a gigantic, highly sophisticated rocket ship. You know, maybe this will be the first thing we ever built that can go light speed, and jam it full of Taco Bell people and just drive it right into the ocean. Just immediately crash it into the deepest depths of the ocean. And by the way, when I say Taco Bell people, like I said, if there's nothing else around, if it's either a Taco Bell or I'm going to have to drink my own urine and maybe eat one of my own appendages, I'll gladly eat Taco Bell any day of the week. It's just in light of, you know, there's, it's like the Cola Wars from the 80s. Taking a swig of beer there. You got Coke or Pepsi. Now, those are pretty comparable. If you want Coke or Pepsi, whatever, it's pretty much the same thing. But the difference between Taco Bell and Taco Cabana is so drastic that it really says a lot about the people who, when faced with both, choose the Taco Bell, the horrible one. I'm confounded. I don't know what to say other than Taco Bell people need to be eliminated from our society. Now, that being said, let me quickly go into the reason why I didn't eat Taco Cabana for so long, and maybe this will negate everything I've said previously. Back in the late 90s, I was working in a sub shop in Austin, Texas, a very, very good sub shop, by the way, which is now operating under a different name with an even better menu. I'm not going to say what it is because of what I'm about to say. And keep in mind, this is not representative of the conduct that normally took place at this place. Anyway, I worked at this sub shop, and I was the grill guy. I made the cheesesteaks, and there was an assistant manager who was kind of a dork. And quite a bit older than me. I was maybe 22. He was early 30s. And we worked the evening shift together, and it was just him and I. This place wasn't terribly busy in the evenings. And one day, some guys came in that rubbed him the wrong way. They got his feathers ruffled. Who knows? But he stuck the cheesesteak order on the grill, and I started making it. And while I'm making it, he comes back over, and he says, oh, let me get that. And he's got this rag, and he leans over the grill and pretends to wash the back of the grill, like rub off the back of the grill where there's stuff stuck to it. And so when he reaches over to do that, he squeezes liquid out of this rag all over their steaks. And as this liquid hits the grill, it instantly turns into steam and billows up in my face while I'm cooking them. It completely engulfs my head like some Stephen King short story. And I immediately noticed, wow, that stinks really, really freaking bad. And I said, dude, that stinks really, really freaking bad. What was that? And what he had done was he had taken a dry rag, gone to the bathroom, and soaked up the contents of the urinal and squeezed that over the steaks on this hot grill, thereby sending a searing hot gaseous cloud of pee steam directly into my face and my nasal cavity and mouth and into my lungs. Now, the wretchedness and the horror of that really didn't strike me till later. I was just disgusted that he would do that to these guys' food, so I scraped it off and tossed it away. Now, that has nothing to do with Taco Cabana directly, but it was a couple of weeks later, this dude at the end of our shift said, hey, you want to go get a bite to eat? And I said, sure, because I was tired of cheesesteaks. So we walked across the street to a Taco Cabana. And I was like, great, a Taco Cabana. I've been here maybe once. I was pleased from what I recall. So we get our entrees. We're sitting down. We didn't drive through. And he's yakking up a storm. I mean, this dude could talk. So he's just talking. And while he's talking, I look down at his plate that was, you know, beans, rice, typical Mexican food fare. And while I'm looking at his plate, just praying that he would shut up and start eating something, because then he wouldn't be able to talk, although I bet he would have tried, a cockroach crawled out of his food, not like out from under the table and then across the table and to his food. It didn't, you know, jump off a window or fall from the ceiling. I was looking at this dude's plate, and a roach crawled up out of his taco. It was, I don't remember if it came up underneath his taco or if it was like actually in the taco and crawled out of the taco. But either way, it was on his plate already and like embedded in the food, like burrowed in for warmth and comfort. And it probably was trying to escape because he was talking so much. But I just remember seeing this cockroach crawl out of his food and start just kind of roaming around casually on the rice. And I was disgusted, and I said, man, there's a roach on your food. Let's get the fuck out of here. I think this is a G-rated show. All right, let's get the shit out of here. In retrospect, I probably just sort of kept my mouth shut and seen if, you know, he would have eaten it, considering what he did, you know, with the pee in my face in the form of steam. Anyways, because of that, but I literally didn't eat at Taco Cabana for years. I mean, now it's 2013. This is the first year I've eaten at Taco Cabana since then. And even that first trip there, I was like, man, I just know there's going to be a roach in my food because it happened once. And there, you know, that's probably representative of every dish they serve. And much to my delight, there were no roaches in it. You know, there was brisket. There was a nice, fluffy, handmade tortilla. And quite a bit of flavor. It's savory, salty, peppery. Not at all like Taco Bell. You know, Taco Bell had one saving grace, and that was their chicken, because you could get the chicken soft taco and convince yourself that you're eating healthy, and it tasted pretty goddamn good. And then they switched to this other kind of chicken that is wretched. I don't know. I mean, I think it's supposed to taste like fresh and light, and it's got this sort of – that's my dog. He likes Taco Bell, so he's pissed at me right now. Well, then go get yourself some Taco Bell. I don't know if you hear that. That's my other dog. He's honking the car horn. They really want to get their ass to Taco Bell. We are going to Taco Cabana. End of story. Anyway, Taco Bell took the one good thing they had and ruined it, so I've lost hope. They now have these Doritos chip things, the tacos made out of chips. Now, that's a brilliant idea. The only thing that would make it better is if they sold that idea to Taco Cabana and Taco Cabana made some tacos out of some Doritos chips. I mean, can you imagine like a Taco Cabana brisket indoor steak taco with cheese and vegetables wrapped in a Cool Ranch Dorito shell? I can't. All right, well, that's the show, the first show ever, Hyper Sloth Radio. I hope you dug it. I just kind of winged it, you know. I was wondering about this whole Taco Bell thing. I think these people need to be eliminated from the gene pool. Hey, if you like Taco Bell, sorry. I don't know what to tell you, but just get the hell off my planet. Anyway, tune in next time, whenever that is. I think I'll try to do it Thursday. Maybe it'll be a Tuesday, Thursday thing. Maybe I can get a buddy in with me. I don't know. So if you check this out on the podcast, drop me a line with some topics, some critiques, and, yeah, hey, go enjoy some Taco Cabana. Bye-bye.
itching after a hard day's work. The trigger finger's itching.